So good morning to all of you. You're very welcome here today. I think we're all working together on a journey to try and find the best possible ways to support people with dementia and their families and carers to live the best lives that they can live as valued members of their communities. And the people who have the toughest path on that journey are the people with dementia and their families themselves, because it's significant the challenge that they face to continue to stay connected and hold on to the things that they've enjoyed throughout their lives. So it's really for the rest of us to not just provide services and supports to help people do that, but actually to be of service. And I think that shift in mindset between providing services and being of services is actually what is at the heart of personalised services. And there is much confusion about what is a personalised service. It's much more than creating a longer menu of options for people to choose from. It's actually about putting people and their needs at the heart of how services are designed and how they are delivered. And that's really challenging for everybody else, because I think it's human nature to always think that your own contribution is really the most important contribution. Researchers think we need more research and evidence. Doctors think we need more medicine, we need more medical expertise. We all are proud of our contribution, and we all tend to see what people need in terms of what we can offer. So moving away from that and really putting somebody at the heart of what they need, when they need it, and delivering it where they need it, is really a much bigger shift than people think. And I know that it's not something that you underestimate, because you're doing it every day in all of the regions that we're helping with. So we are in a kind of a luxury position, I think, with this, because as we suspected in the other fields that we began working in earlier, such as mental health and disability, there's a crossover here between what looks like a better way of supporting people and also value for money. So I think intuitively people think if you do something that's really tailored to what people need, that's some kind of bespoke service that's very expensive. In fact, exactly the opposite is the case. I'll just use one quick example to illustrate that. One of the people that was supported through a project in Tipperary that we have been involved in had the difficulty of both parents having a diagnosis of dementia. And the challenge on Sundays of her dad wanting to go to Mass and her mum needing to be cared for. You know? That's the classic kind of thing that comes up time and time again for families. And instead of having to opt for a nursing home care, which of course is a good option for some people, but really a very expensive option and not what that family needed at that time. What they needed was somebody to help just step in or drive somebody to Mass in the morning. So that's the kind of thing that happens when you really listen to what people need and give them exactly what they need. So it's not only smart and right to do personalised services, it's also good. Good sense from a financial point of view as well. And that's not just important in Ireland as the diagnosis of people with dementia increases. That's true in the international context. And we know from the work that's being done that if we continue to offer services in the way that we offer them now, that the gap between what we're trying to afford to do and what will be needed is just growing exponentially. I think it was reckoned at something like 194 billion this gap would be in the US by 2025. And the figures for countries in Europe are equally staggering. So before I step down, I just want to pay particular tribute to the main actors here. We're certainly not the main actors here. It's a pleasure to be involved. But the main actors here are the Atlantic Philanthropies and the government, the Department of Health and the HSE, in terms of facilitating this. So I can say with complete confidence that the Atlantic Philanthropies have not just done this in a very thoughtful and strategic way, but it's actually a unique way. So many philanthropic organisations are very good at funding services and meeting people's needs in particular communities around the globe. Some of the more strategic philanthropists also spend money on research and evidence to show that what they're backing is useful and would be usefully offered to other people. And then many step back and hope that governments will just adopt these wonderful ways of doing things and they will be mainstreamed and everything will be great and all the population of need will get this wonderful approach. Atlantic are really, really clever in how they approach change and leaving the legacy that they're trying to leave. So from the outset, they partnered with government with this and sat down with people like Francis in the department and people in the HSE and looked at what are the common concerns here. What we want together is the same thing. So how can we use what we can contribute to help you scale and sustain what we can help you start and really make lives better for people with dementia as they move through their journey? So I think they're to be congratulated, and I can say with confidence that it is a completely unique example of public-private engagement, not just nationally but internationally. I also just want to pay tribute to the Department of Health and the HSE, because all of us know that they endeavour every day to be of service, and they have to be of service to so many, many people. And trying to be strategic and long-term in your thinking when you're working within electoral cycles and daily pressures to answer PQs, to answer needs that are arriving on the doorstep on Friday evening as you frantically look for service, is really an enormous challenge. So I think it is to their credit that they've joined with Atlantic to work together, not just to look at policy development, but policy implementation as it's happening. And now, of course, with the new Brain Health Institute, we are going to combine science with policy and implementation. So we all have the right ingredients. Finally, I just have to say that the real heroes and heroines here are of course, the people with dementia and their families who travel along this path, trying to grab whatever support they can get to make their lives easier. And we have been really privileged to be able to be involved with so many of you around the country, and hope that today will bring many lessons that we can learn from each other and from your work in directing us and others around you to what you know you need to make your lives better. Thank you very much.